Full Out Collegiate Recruiting is your go-to resource for college gymnastics recruitment. Owners Huda Gabishian and Wendy Campbell provide a trio of services to maximize your exposure to the college coaches, including advising, media services, and recruiting education. Full Out Collegiate Recruiting's approach to recruiting is innovative, comprehensive, and it works. Get $20 off the startup fee of $75 when you sign up for a free consult and make sure you mention the College Salute podcast. That's $20 off the startup fee of $75. Visit their website at www.fulloutrecruit.com and sign up today. Built Bar is truly a standout among all protein bars. I flip for its exceptional nutritional profile and so many delicious flavors. It's built to keep my energy high while coaching. I love the real cookie dough and coconut almond flavors, while Kim's favorite are the candy cane brownie and mint brownie. Check out all the awesome flavors and build your box of favorites to keep you landing on your feet all day. Go to builtbar.com and use R5Insider for 10% off at checkout. That's R5Insider for 10% off at checkout. Built Bar. Unbelievably healthy, ridiculously delicious.
I agree. It was awesome. I feel like if you were able to watch from the stands, I feel like you were like looking into a shadow box. When you're in school as a kid, you make those shadow boxes out of shoe boxes. That's kind of what it reminded me of. Like, you're here and you're looking in at this great like thing that's happening.
Surprises at the Big Five, or was it Big Four? Lehman leaped and vaulted to a career high. Three national teamers at Winter Cup. Arnastia 5 perform well. Second annual Region 5 Insider Classic. Oh yeah, LIU had a drag queen.
Grab your face mask, throw your arms back. If you hear a crackle and pop, you did it right. Which means you're ready for another spine-breaking edition of the College Salute podcast, the COVID year.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the College Salute podcast, where we get to talk all about the awesome gymnastics our Region 5 alums, and this week our 10s and elites, are doing week by week in the NCAA. That's Kim. I'm Jason, and we are now through week 8. We've been busy running our second annual Region 5 Insider Classic, as well as trying to keep up with the Winter Cup, the Nastia Cup, and of course all the action from this week's NCAA action in week 8. We'll be highlighting the standout moments for the gymnastics over the weekend, as well as giving you a little update on how the Region 5 Insider Classic went with our reactions to our second competition in its history. But first, as we do every week, we have to thank our two fantastic podcast sponsors, TumbleTrack and Full Out Recruiting.
TumbleTrack, more reps, less stress, twist, turn, and tumble longer and stronger with TumbleTrack. Train smart.
Full Out Recruiting is doing awesome things on the college recruiting front. They are focused on helping their clients reach their college gymnastics goals. They truly go full out. Thank you to TumbleTrack and Full Out Recruiting for your continued support. Well, before we dive into some of the action and highlights of week 8 and, of course, our two elite and JO, level 10, I should say, competitions with the Nastia Cup, we'll go through the rankings after week 8 for the NCAA is being tabulated by the NQS, the National Qualifying Score. And that is the top four scores with two away, must be two away, combined for their average score. And right now, breaking into the top 20 on vault is only Anastasia at number 6. Anastasia Webb, of course, of Oklahoma, with a 9.925 NQS. On bars, number 7, Makari Doggett, 9.919, is our only bar entry right now in the national rankings, our only alum. Beam has a bunch. Number 3 currently is Ellie Lazari with 9.95. Very consistent. She pretty much has put up 9.95s almost all season. 4th, Anastasia Webb, 9.944. 11th, Leah Clapper, 9.919. We remember her 10.0 last week. Very close to another one this week. We'll talk about that. And in number 15, Peyton Murphy, 9.913, another one that's been pretty consistent. I'm putting 9.9s up on beam. She is the only gymnast in the top 20 on any event from the MAC conference. On floor, 8th, Anastasia Webb, 9.931. And in 14th, Jaquavia Henderson made it with her backward rolls and her forward rolls, 9.925 currently. In the all-around, third place, Anastasia Webb with a 39.606. In 18th, Peyton Richards, 39.369. And in 19th, freshman Shania Adams breaks into the top 20, 39.356. Just so we are clear with the MAC, we always try to find that one gymnast in the MAC. Peyton Murphy moved up from 45th to 22nd in the all-around at a 39.306 and currently leads the MAC in the all-around as well. So congratulations to our top placers currently are in the national rankings in the NCAA. Okay, so now we'll move into a little bit of our action that we saw over the course of this weekend, which was action-packed and very, very exciting, but difficult to obviously keep up with it all. But we're going to look at our Fab Five list for Week 8. First thing I have to say is, and it leads into the first two on this list, is the Indianapolis Convention Center that they hosted these two competitions, the Nasty Cup and the Winter Cup, was the best I've ever seen this facility look. If you did not know the Indianapolis Convention Center, and we know it well in Region 5, and as well as JO Nationals have been there like multiple times in a row. If you watched it on television and not knowing the Indianapolis Convention Center, you'd be like, wow, this is a cool arena. And then they'd span around and you'd see, oh, yep, that's the Indianapolis Convention Center. You can see the bleachers and the wall. We know it well. They did a phenomenal job on decorating and sparking that arena up with the podiums and the black pipe and drape around, the banners, the Winter Cup banners, the video screens that show the scores. Everything was done awesome. I mean, it just made that place look not like it normally does. And I thought that was awesome. And I want to give a shout out to USA Gymnastics and whoever, you know, was involved with putting that together, because it made it look, I was like, how are they going to have Nasty Cup? It's not going to be the same as it used to be with American Cup. How's it going to be the same? I think it's better. I think it was better. I thought it looked better, much better. It was a little darker. I thought it was a little bit more like, I don't know. It really was cool. I really, really thought it was awesome to see.
I agree. It was awesome. I feel like if you were able to watch from the stands, I feel like you were like looking into a shadow box. Like when you're in school as a kid, you make those shadow boxes out of shoe boxes. That's kind of what it reminded me of. Like you're here and you're looking in at this great like thing that's happening. And yeah, when they panned around, it's like, oh, that's the Indiana Convention Center. If I didn't know it was there, I would not have known it was there, because yeah, they did an amazing, amazing job. And I think, you know, Level 10 Nationals should be something kind of similar.
We've talked about that before.
But I thought this was a great idea, and I absolutely, and the lights, you know, even though everything was black, because the ceiling's black, and so it kind of just gave this effect, this really cool effect, and I thought it was awesome.
No, it was really well done. And so, you know, hats off to USA Gymnastics and whoever was involved with that aspect of the competition, because it was done very, very well. So we're going to look at our Fab Five list for Week 8. And number one, let's talk a little bit about the Winter Cup. And it was the first Winter Cup for women in the elite. Usually they don't have this competition. You know, they start off with the classics. The American Classic is usually, I think, believe their first, other than their qualifiers. But they had the Winter Cup, first one. And we had three make the national team at Winter Cup. First, just before we go to the three that made it, we had a couple others. Haley Klein from Illinois was competing in her first non-qualifying elite meet, and she did very well. She did not make the national score, but she obviously will continue on to the other classic meets, and hopefully she'll get that. But you know, to be in her second elite meet, her first major elite meet in the sense of it's, you know, her first big elite meet, she did quite well and on the podium. So congratulations to Haley. We look forward to seeing what comes of it as the year goes on. Faith Torres was in the competition. Unfortunately, in warmups, she did hurt her ankle. I have talked to Anna about that, and it is not a serious injury, and she should bounce back quickly. So now let's talk about the three that made the U.S. national team. We'll start off with our new Region 5 athlete, Ella Kate from Cincinnati. And we actually got an opportunity to see Ella Kate train when we were there in October. It's the first time we got to meet her. So that was exciting. She did well. First major meet, and she made the national team. She actually won this competition for the juniors. Bars, it's a work in progress. little sloppy. She has a nice ray. There's some form and leg issues in this routine, but you can see the construction is there. It's ready. I saw, you know, like I said, we saw her back in October. She looks better than she did there. So, you know, the progress is happening. I love floor. Beautiful triple full. Absolutely gorgeous triple twist on floor. A nice pike full in, a little sloppy, and 2.5 punch front. Definitely her best event. Solid performance overall. I mean, just consistent, and she looks, you know, good for this time of the season. Congratulations again to Ella Kate on winning this week, past weekend's Winter Cup, and making obviously her first junior national team. Well, we had Lily in this particular competition, and it was kind of crazy because there were mixed some seniors in this junior event, and you know, different talks on why Lily was in this competition versus not in the other one. Obviously, with her teammate Ella Kate, it made it easier on Cincinnati to have both obviously in the same meet. But Lily, she has, I mean, I think since October, she has sprouted because she looks very, very tall.
I remember just seeing, watching her balance beam routine. Just, I couldn't believe how tall she looked. And I don't know if it's the TV's making her look tall, but she just looked like, she looks so tall. It's ridiculous.
It makes her gymnastics look much, you know, bigger. I mean, it was funny because bars is my favorite event of Lily's, because of the fact that she has a different style of going about getting her bonus. You know, she does her Weiler kip into her half, into her Rickna or her Ray. I'm sorry. And it's just cool. You don't see a lot of it, of that. She did add a new combination where she has added Maloney half at the beginning of her routine. But it looks bigger. And balance beam, that's really the only place I think that is kind of, you know, different, or I don't want to say, you know, negative, because it kind of is, because she used to do two back handsprings to a layout 2 feet, and now she's doing back handspring layout step out. I'm not sure if she can even fit it on the beam, even on her dismount. Now she round off double pike. She used to do two back handsprings to a double pike. So I don't know if her size or, you know, her change in height has affected beam in that sense, but it looks kind of has, because she's changed her construction of her beam routine.
But she does beautiful beam. I love watching tall athletes on beam and bars. But yeah, I definitely, that's probably why she's doing that, is because can't really fit it adequately anymore.
And her jump full, like sideways on the beam, is really cool.
That's cool to see. It's very rare to see that. And she does it really, really, really well. But I thought it was cool. I like seeing different, and that's definitely different.
We got to see her floor routine. I got to see the dance part of her floor routine last year at on the All-Star trip. She had just gotten it choreographed, and she was showing me, and I actually had a video and just completely forgot to post it. Through all the action there. But she has, it's funny because she asked us last year after the banquet, or 2 years ago, 2019, after the banquet, if we could borrow the music we used for her video for being a elite athlete of the year. I said, sure, go right ahead. And so she's combined it in, and it's right in the middle of a routine. And it's really cool. I mean, I like the dance. She always has some type of cool, like, theme, or, like, you know, superhero theme or something like that. It's just the way, you know, Lily is. And I do like the routine. And the tumbling, the full back, double back is still there, so, you know, we got to be happy with that routine. The full twist and immediate double tuck is not going anywhere. It's awesome.
That is like one of my favorite passes, is that full to double back. It's so unique, and like, who does that? But I wish I could hear her floor music. I have not gotten to hear it yet because there was no audio on the floor for her meet, so hopefully I'll get to hear it soon. I can't remember if when we were there if she did a dance routine or not, but did she?
I don't think she did. I know she was doing tumble tricks. Yeah, she was resting an ankle injury a little bit when we were there. I don't remember her doing any like floor stuff except for tumble track.
Yeah, it was probably, if it was an ankle. I do remember her doing stuff, but I guess not a dance routine. But I would love to hear her floor music. I'm really looking forward to that.
I believe if you go back to the actual full broadcast of it on Flow, you can actually hear it. You can actually see it, because there is the full broadcast, but you have to search for that. But if you type in Lily, it's not going to come up. That one that has no audio on Flow obviously does. But I was very excited to see Lily out there, and she looked good. I mean, she looks great. She finished fourth overall as a senior. Her scores moved into fourth place from the day before senior meet, and so she had, you know, she had a good competition and qualified to the senior national team. So congratulations there. And then our last elite would be Shailese Jones. We saw Shailese already this season. She went out and competed at that Japan meet, so she's had a little bit of taste of competition over this pre-Olympic year. But she looks great. I mean, I have to say, from what we saw, you know, practice when we were there before that Japan meet, and then Japan, she had some struggles there, but you know, just got out there, you know, competed. She looked awesome here. I mean, really, you know, almost everything fine tuned. I mean, got to see bars. We didn't get to see bars on the telecast of the show, but they do have the video of it. And so got to see her routine. I remember she was having some issues with the connections when I was there, you know, what she planned on doing. And I know what she was talking about and showing there. She did that whole routine. She's not done her double front half out yet. I'm not sure if that's coming or not, but everything else was in there. She did her Jones, the Jones returned. I know we saw it. We did a little thing on it, when we were there, but, the Jones would look good. I know she does have a few more tumbling passes she can add. She did double layout, Arabian double, and I think she ended with a double pike. I think it was a little bit short on the landing on that one, but what do you think of her new routine? Because this is definitely a new floor routine for Charlize.
I do like the opening of it. I like the song that starts. I like the dancingness that starts, and it's very balletic, and she's very good at that. After the first tumbling pass, fine. After the second, fine. It's all of the dance between the third tumbling pass and the end that does not go with the music whatsoever. It's like, oh, okay, how do I get to the other side? And I feel like that's what she's doing. Because none of that dance, A, doesn't fit with the music. B, she's not really doing it. She's like marking it. She's not really doing the dance. This routine really doesn't show off her personality. Now, if it was me, I would have left that beginning part, all that nice balletic dance. But then I would have gone into a piece of music that shows off her personality for that middle. Like something upbeat, something hyped up. Like I follow her on TikTok. I follow her on social media. That routine is not her personality. And I think that center section needs to be something that matches her, that fits her, that's fun. And then go back into that slow that matches the beginning. She's a great, great performer, but that routine does not do justice for her personality and her level of gymnastics. I'm sorry.
I liked the beginning of that routine. And I was like, oh, this is cool. Oh, and she does, you know, she did her Jones. And then I'm like, okay.
You know, sometimes in elite that, you know, routines, they want them a certain way. They let the kid's personality shine and this, you know, she'll have more fun with it. The score will go up. She'll perform that routine. And I think at the beginning, she starts by performing that routine to that slower music. But after that, it just gets lost.
A lot better. But the tumbling, you know, was great. I know there's a few things. She does double-double still. She's got a full twisting double layout. She's got several passes. You know, we'll see if what it transpires in the elite season this summer, what the routine ends up being like. But, you know, hopefully we'll see some changes to the routine itself.
I do like her Jones, though. I think that's a great pass.
It's funny how everyone describes it and how she describes it because of how she thinks about when she does it. She thinks about it as a 1.5 to a front flip. That's how she thinks about it, not a, you know, full twisting double back with a half out.
Now, is it named after her?
It is named after her in the JO code. It is a J. She did that in JO. She has done that in the JO code. It is not named after her, obviously, in the elite code because she's not competed in a meet that she could get it named after yet. So, but it's just funny how that she sees it one way and everyone else looks at it and says, hey, you know, this is how it is. This is what it is. Same skill, just different look at it. And then balance beam, you know, she can be awesome on balance beam and she can, you know, struggle on beam. No struggles here. Arabian. Perfect. Absolutely beautiful Arabian. Back handspring layout. Connor McLean and her need to have a back handspring layout off because they both have phenomenal back handspring layouts. And it just, you know, it's beautiful, beautiful tumbling pass. And I'm waiting to see if she'll put her full in because she does two back handsprings to a full in off beam as well. And she did the double pike here and a very solid routine. Very excited. That was a big hot.
Yeah, her beam has been fantastic. Who lands their Arabian just like fully standing up? Yeah, I do agree that her and Connor McLean should have a layout contest.
Yeah, they're fully laid out. I mean, they're layouts. Let's move on to number two in our Fab Five list, and that would be the Nastia Cup. And we had five compete this year at Nastia Cup. We had three juniors and two seniors. And let's just start off really quick with our the juniors, just a little bit of highlights, because we could talk forever. First, the top finisher for Region 5, junior or senior, was Gabby Van Freyen from Gym Extreme, and she finished third in the all-around here. And Gabby did well. I mean, she had an overall solid competition. She did have to save her aerial on beam, but her backhanding layout was gorgeous. She had to get her foot back also on her double back. She was a little over-rotated, but got that foot back and controlled it. That was a beautiful save on that one too. Bars was just a little bit loose, but a solid routine, nice half in, half out stuck dismount for her. Problems with over-rotation on her first pass, but on floor, but everything else was nice and clean. Nice double back last pass, and a good Yurchenko full with a good shape. So she did have a few things here and there, but she was very consistent from event to event and was able to finish obviously third in the all around. In eighth was Lauren Harkins from JPAC, and Lauren was again another one that was very consistent throughout. Very solid floor routine, beautiful front double full in her first pass, absolutely gorgeous front double full. Solid bar routine. Bars is usually her best event. She does swing very well, although she did have a little bit of loose legs in the bar to bar, but a nice half in, half out dismount. And balance beam, nice dismount, nice double full dismount, but I felt she was cautious, just a little bit cautious during the routine. Small little adjustments here and there throughout the entire routine. Bailey Stroud from JPAC finished 15th. She did have a fall on balance beam, so that brought her down in the standings. But bars was pretty good routine. You know, those who remember, she did score 10 at Buckeye on this routine. She went 9.65 in here, and this was with the judges that obviously were judging Winter Cup. So most of these judges are, you know, were elite judges judging on the floor for the Winter Cup. So, you know, the focus, the attention is to detail and what have you are a little bit more, you know, spot on. And she went 9.65. So clearly that routine is, you know, very solid. I love the construction of this routine. She does the blind to the half turning straddle back, which is really, really cool. Great handstands. I'd like to see the only thing on the, I would like to see more of an open double layout, but that's the technique she uses. And obviously she scores well with it. Nice, 1.5 front full on floor. That stood out to me. It was beautiful, but she did have some problems on her Rudy landing. It was a little short on that. So overall, except for the fall off balance beam on an aerial, and I think she fell on a jump, pretty decent competition. Her first on podium, her first Nastia Cup. So nice work to Bailey there. In the senior age group, our top finisher was, and both of these seniors have been to Nastia Cup before. Nikki Smith finished 5th in the all around here. And it's funny because Nikki, you know, has been showing, you know, bits and pieces of routines that we've seen over the course of this season. And she's, you know, looking great. Nice 1.5 twisting Yurchenko. She actually stuck the vault. It was really, really nice vault. Bar routine, good handstands, small errors, form errors throughout. But this has improved. This event has improved a lot for Nikki. I think if you say one event was her weakest, this would be the event. And not anymore. It looks really good. She's really strong on bars. A good save on her back handspring layout. She almost, you know, fell off the beam. She was also a little bit cautious on everything, but a big double back dismount, which stands out in Nikki's routine. And I know we've talked about it with her sister Naya at Michigan State. I'd like to see, I know Kim mentioned it a couple podcasts ago, that, you know, we'd like to see those both double backs in the beam rotation for Michigan State in the future. And then a beautiful full in and nice double back to finish. A solid day for Nikki. And then last but not least would be Tori Vetter. And Tori, of course, has won this meet in the junior age group in the past. So she is a former champion at Nastia Cup. Good height and amplitude on her Yurchenko full. She did have a hot back, but it was a very nice vault. Bars, I love her release combo. She does a clear pan, blind, full, immediate to Tkachev. The Tkachev isn't huge, and she does have a little bit of feet on it, but it's a very nice combination. Again, a nice half-in, half-out dismount. We our kids in Region 5 have beautiful E dismounts on bars. Double pike on floor, a little too much rotation. She took a big step back on that. And I don't know if she was out. I couldn't tell from the video if she had stepped out or not. She was kind of close. But nice layout Rudy last pass. She's a two-pass routine on floor. And you know, the ending with that nice Rudy, which is front layout Rudy, big bonus there. And then a nice solid balance beam routine. She has taken out her layout or sorry, her aerial layout combination. She's gone back to back handspring layout step out. So I'm not really sure, you know, what that is, but she does a beautiful aerial in routine as well. So, and then a nice double fold dismount. So overall, I mean, they did well. They did very well. They represent Region 5 well. You know, it's continuous. It's always exciting to see, you know, which kids from our region make the Nastia Cup each and every year. And of course, these two seniors have been there in the past. So congratulations to all of our Region 5 kids at Nastia Cup. And exciting to see now as we lead into Region 5 championships, you know, what we're going to send to JO Nationals. Fingers crossed. All right, a few meets that I know Kim has lots of things to say. We'll bring Kim back in here. I was able to watch and get some of the Winter Cup and Region 5 stuff from Nastia Cup done. But Kim watched more of the college stuff this week. And meet the theme mania. I know we've talked about it in the past. So number three, I know we had pink meets, pride meets, power meets. Kim, go for it.
I have been just on this kick all season of watching for what these meets have. And I've noticed it way more this year that these meets have a theme almost every meet, it seems like, or every month they follow the same kind of theme. So for this week, I want to talk a little bit about LIU. They had actually two meets, so they had two themes, and LIU is Long Island University, which is new program this year. So they had two meets this weekend and two themes. Their second meet was their Black Lives Matter meet, and they had, you know, Black Lives Matter shirts and, you know, did all that. But the meet of theirs that really I absolutely loved and couldn't get enough of was their Pride meet. Their Pride meet was absolutely fantastically fabulous. They had shirts and they had masks and their hair was Pride. And their coach, Randy Lane, had his metallic bejazzled rainbow jacket on. And oh my God, so many things. But the highlight, their drag queen that they had sing the national anthem. Oh my God. Of course, you know, New York, a school in New York or a school in LA would definitely have, you know, somebody in their full drag come and sing the national anthem for their Pride meet. And I thought it was fantastic. I actually went to the Facebook page of, I believe her name was Fabulous. I think that's what it was. But I went to the Facebook page of hers and I went and just checked who this person was. And I just thought it was incredible. Incredible, and I've never ever seen that before, not even from UCLA. So that was just something that definitely stood out to me on that one. Oh my God, so many things. And then Pitt, again, they had their Black Lives Matter meet and Black Lives Matter Leo, which was fantastic. It's a favorite Leo of mine. And then the Big Five meets, they also did equality, racial injustice, and their fight against racism, and they had their masks, and they had t-shirts, and everybody had a different kind of t-shirt that was with something on it, whether it was equality, racial injustice, fight against, you know, they all had shirts, they all had something that spoke and sent a message, which I absolutely love, and I'm actually going to make a gallery of all this stuff, because I just think it's so fun with these themes. But the two themes this week, though, that really, really, really stood out to me, and I want to talk a little bit more about them, is Arkansas. They had their female empowerment meet. And both teams that did this meet, it was Arkansas and Alabama, both teams participated in this. They had T-shirts that said female empowerment on them. And on the back of the girls had names of women who empower them. So, you know, mothers, grandmothers, doctors, athletes. Princess Diana made an appearance on a shirt, and both teams had this. And I thought it was great that this meet, both teams participated in it. One team is doing the pink or one team is doing, you know, the Black Lives Matter, but this time everybody did it. And there's a picture on Arkansas's website that has all of them with the shirts on. And I just think it's a really, really powerful message. And Jordan is doing an amazing job at Arkansas with empowering these athletes and having these meets with these empowerment type themes. So I really, really, really love that. So shout out to Jordan for that, because she's doing an amazing job with these female athletes. And then, of course, closing out, we closed out February, we closed out Black History Month, and UCLA, in true UCLA fashion, they closed February out with the most epic Black Excellence Meet Leo theme ever. Like, of course, UCLA is going to do it big and powerful. So let me tell you, if you did not get a chance to watch UCLA's meet, you need to go back and watch it.
Well, Kim basically has combined 3, 4, and 5 on our Fab Five list here, as she's talked about the Pride meets and obviously the LIU drag queen national anthem. But I do know that there's more to UCLA than you talked about. So why don't you go ahead and dive into that?
I just wanted to go on and expand a little bit with UCLA, and yeah, I kind of combine those together. What I really loved about UCLA's meet, and they definitely, in true UCLA fashion, as I said, they saved the best for last. The Leos, everything. But what really stood out for me is everybody on their team changed the ending of their floor routine. And to do that, the black power, the fist up in the air, every single routine was changed at the end to that. And I just thought that was so extremely powerful. And I just absolutely love how that team comes together and people come together and everyone did it. And I just wanted to mention that, because if you didn't get to see it, when every single person on that team, that fist raises in the air, you kind of get chills. I know I got chills. I don't know about anybody else, but I got chills from it. And I just thought, I just needed to mention it, because it was just so powerful, and the looks that they gave, and I don't know, just true UCLA fashion to end out February and that. And I knew they would, and I expected it from them. So I just wanted to, that's why I threw that on that list as its own little entity, because it was just, go watch it. I can't do it justice. Go watch it. Just go watch it.
Well, from the excitement out at UCLA and the female empowerment movement to sparkle and shine, Kim, what Leos made a statement for you this week?
Well, this week was, again, another hard week to determine which Leos were my favorites, because I just can't. You guys, Leos they do such a good job. So I have 5 spots on my list, but we have more than 5 Leos, of course, because that's how I roll. So number 5. I couldn't decide because they both kind of had the same color scheme going on, and that is Rutgers and SEMO. I absolutely loved the back of SEMO's Leo. It said Red Hawks across the back on their stripe, and it was just full of sparkles. And it actually, the front of it was the same Leo design that Lori Hernandez wore at Winter Cup. But I just love the back. The back of their Leo, that's what did it for me. And then Rutgers, silver. Give me a silver Leo with black and red any day. My next Leo is going to be silver, I think. But I love it. It looked great on everyone, and it had like the little waistband middle, but it didn't look bad. Number 4, Michigan, U of M. I've been waiting for you guys to wear this leotard since I saw it when you guys did pictures. I have been waiting for it. I'm so glad you wore it. It's blue, has like a big M on the back, and the correct skin color mesh, mind you, which I look for that. But it had the correct skin color mesh for the athletes. But I just love it. It was just so sparkly, and it kind of like looked like a little off-the-shoulder, a little dress type of thing. I loved it. Number 3, CMU and Minnesota. They had the same color scheme going on in the same color tones. Usually Minnesota doesn't have cool ombre Leos like this. And I loved this ombre Leo. It's the same as CMU, goes from the maroon up. And actually, CMU, I've been waiting for you to wear this leotard also, because it's the one in all your pictures in your media advertising. So I was very excited to see you guys wear these Leos. Absolutely love them. Number 2, Arkansas. Now, Arkansas has worn this Leo before, and it's the back that does it for me. I absolutely love, this is not the right one I'm talking about. I talked about that one last week. Anyways, number 2 is Arkansas, and this is a new Leo for them. It's black, it's red on the bottom with some red and some white at the top, and I'm not usually the biggest fan of the white, but they do it well. So this one is just really fun. It's different. It's new. I absolutely just love it. Number 1. Now, I've already mentioned this Leo, but number 1, you guess it, UCLA. as soon as I saw this, Leo, I just about lost my mind. It's the most beautiful Leo. It has the Black Power fist on the side, but the Leo is just, it's something as if you were an Egyptian queen and you were, again, doing gymnastics. This would be the Leo you would be wearing, black on the bottom, just gold. Gold everywhere. And it's beautiful. And it's funny because in Saginaw, here where I live, we have a school that's black and gold. And when I saw that Leo, all I could think of is my husband singing black and gold, sweet, sweet black and gold, because that was in their song. That was in their, like, fight song. And that's all I can think of when I see that Leo also. But I digress. But this Leo UCLA's, again, it's just the most epic Leo I've ever seen. It's beautiful, fits everybody well, and it's just so powerful. It makes a statement. So you will have to all go check out those Leos. But those are my top five statement Leos for week 8.
Well, another top five that we know you wait for each and every week, that would be Olivia Karras's Karras Kickover. And without further ado, here is what Olivia thought her top five was for week 8.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to week 8 of Karras Kickover. My name's Olivia Karras, and I'm here to bring you my top 5 Region 5 alum routines from this past weekend of NCAA gymnastics. Coming in at number 5 for me is Andrea Lee from Cal on Beam. She scored a beautiful 9.875. Her gymnastics is so gorgeous and such a pleasure to watch, so wanted to highlight her. Coming in at number 4 is Karina Tolan on bars for the University of Iowa, getting a 9.85. Karina has been such an unsung hero for that Iowa team, and I can't wait to continue seeing her break into lineups for that squad. Number 3 for me is Ellie Lazari, 9.975 on balance beam this weekend for the Florida Gators, as they got a massive over 198 score to put them at number 1 in the NCAA rankings on all 4 events and as a team. Number 2 for me, Peyton Richards, Yurchenko 1.5, the debut for the season. She is just such a rock star for this Gator squad. I'm so proud to watch her and Ellie just shine at Florida. And number 1, I had to choose it, is Sierra Brooks, 9.95 beam for the University of Michigan. Michigan had a rough beginning to their meet. Sierra was one of the reasons they helped bring it back at the end. Big 9.95. Looking for her to get that 10 this year. She just looks fantastic. Those are my top 5 from week 8. Get ready for week 9.
Thanks again, Liv. And of course, you can check out all 5 of her kickover highlights from this week up on our site on Friday. The one event this weekend that we are very proud of because it is our competition, the Region 5 Insider Classic. And let's just first start off with just a little bit of just a recap of the competition. It was our second year. We hosted at this facility that is absolutely gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's huge. It's lit. I mean, that's one thing that the coaches say. It's very bright, not dark. You know, High Five, and I'm going to give my compliments to High Five. They do a phenomenal job in running their meets. They have it down to a T. They know exactly what to do, when to do it. And that's good because I've obviously never run a meet. These are our first 2 meets I've ever run in my entire life. And when I say run, I mean assist when needed. High Five does a great job. They have their computer people. They have everything. They have it down to a science. And so that's why it makes our competition run so smoothly and people love it. And that's, you know, they talked about it. Kim and I helped make sure that the mask issue was good. The cleaning was good. Everything was, was spaced and what have you for social distance purposes. But High Five does an awesome job. And we did do a video. You may have caught it. We may or may not have botched a balloon breaking. We may or may not have thanked our judges for participating in our competition. So thank you for those who listened to our podcast. Thank you so much to our wonderful judges that judged our second year. We had several second year judges that were there in our first year, some new ones, but everyone enjoyed it. And we're happy and thankful for you guys, for your efforts all weekend. And we're sorry we kind of missed you in that video. I thought about that after I posted it.
With trying to pop those balloons correctly.
We did not do that well at all. Thoughts on this year's competition for you?
I thought the competition ran very well. All the feedback we got was just fantastic. I know we had, you know, a couple minor, you know, issues that we had to address, but you know what, meat doesn't. But all of our feedback that we got was amazing. Everybody thought we did a great job with, you know, our masks and our distance, social distancing, and making sure things were clean and organized and moving at a quick pace. I did not, and I posted all over social media. Everybody has said, you know, it's one of their favorite meets. We've done a great job, and they love the awards. They love the atmosphere. They, you know, everything. They really liked our pink cups that change color, by the way, FYI.
Gym Treasures, thank you.
Gym Treasures, they had the pink cups that change color, so we can probably do that one again, that's safe to say. But, you know, I thought it went great. And again, shout out to High Five, because you guys are absolutely amazing. And with everybody on your team just knows what to do. Like, you don't really have to tell them what to do. The craziest part of this meet, though, this weekend was all the team ties we had. I was spray painting and gluing in the hotel room, but all the team ties, that was crazy. But I think everybody had a great time, and I can't wait for the next one.
Hopefully next year we can get back to our typical menu of food items that we had year one, because I know that was one thing that we didn't quite have this year as we did last year due to, you know, the pandemic and the rules. And also the cheers. We could have probably done that, and I didn't think about it. Kathy reminded me, the owner of High Five, she reminded me of last year. Oh, those cheers were so cool across the arena. That's Region 5, and we have to get back to that, and we will get back to that next year 100%. That will be part of it. I think we just kind of overlooked that this year, and that will have to go back to norm, because that's just us.
I think we were really more concerned with this year trying to make sure it ran smoothly and the COVID protocol. So
I do agree. But I have to thank Midwest Gym Supply again for providing the equipment. You know, there are bumps in the road here and there with working. You know, we use Midwest Gym Supply because obviously they are our region's equipment supplier for most all our meets, and they sponsor us, and we have a good relationship with them. But obviously High Five does not use them, so it's still in a work in progress, and there were some glitches here and there, but we worked through them, and the teardown was phenomenal. It was fast. It went well. And I know even the facility manager said, wow, you guys clean that up dang quick. So shout out to Jamin from Midwest Gym Supply. He did a phenomenal job. He always does when he's there. And then Gym Treasures, you know, great shirts, the design. I know Kim had a lot to do with the design this year, but it worked. We have a few adjustments to make for bling for next year, but we'll do that, I guess. The cups, everything was great. And then, of course, Full Out Recruiting, thank you for your support. And hopefully you use, as again, Full Out for your college recruiting needs, as they do a great job. So overall, wonderful competition. We're excited to have year three, and we have some plans in the future for a couple other things, but we can't release those quite yet, as they're kind of still in the works. But you know, check out Region 5 Insider Classic next year, 2022. It's going to be great. We got to see 9s and 10s. You're going to see some stuff up on our website for 9s coming shortly, but we're going to talk about the 10s. Just, you know, we haven't seen very many. I mean, you've seen a little bit more gymnastics competition-wise than I have in terms of this. You know, we've only done two meets that were in out of house so far, and you know, one was Linda's meet, and then the other one was Midwest Open a couple weeks ago, and I don't have any 10s this year, so I did not see any 10 sessions, so I haven't seen much, but I was impressed. I feel that, you know, we are looking pretty good, especially under the circumstances of this year. Lily Clapper, you're chinkle 1.5. I've seen it, seen the videos, never seen it on a competition floor, first time she's ever done it in a meet.
And, you know, and I've been waiting for it. I thought she was going to do it at the last one, because I videoed the last one, but in Serial City, but she didn't. So I've been eagerly awaiting this full and a half. So I'm really glad she did it here for our meet. And, I mean, it makes sense that she did it, because state meet is just around the corner in a month. But, yeah, I'm extremely impressed with her. And I, you know, her and all of Gym America's team, they all look great. Not, you know, it's every single one of them looks great. But, and they don't practice that much due to COVID and the rules here in Michigan. They don't practice that often. So to have this vault being ready now and this good is just absolutely fantastic. And it's only going to get better and better and better. So I thought Lily did amazing with this vault. I'm so excited that she did it.
And then Claudia had talked to us about the lack of, some athletes only work out 1.5 hours or 2 hours a day. Like, and to be able to continue their gymnastics is just great. And of course, that's Lily Clapper. That would be Leah Clapper's sister. Addie Wall from Zanesville. Awesome. Looks great. Full in on floor. Beautiful. Layout. One of the best I've ever seen. Beautiful. Bars looks good. Vault. Nice Yurchenko full. She is primed to make her first JO National Championships. And I hope it happens. Not JO. Developmental. Level 10 Nationals.
Absolutely. Watching her floor routine and that full in at the beginning, I was like, whoa, hello. And, you know, I've seen it before, like in video, but it's just, it's gotten better and better. And just same with her vault. I watched vault, her warming up on vault. I can't remember if I exactly watched her competition vault, but there was one that she was like, up, boom, like stuck it. And I can't remember if that was the competition or the warm up, but she's got it, man. And she definitely is on my one to watch list because, yeah, I'm waiting for her to make nationals this year for sure.
She looks great. It's exciting. And I mean, how can you not do well with the great motivation in your gym from Little Paige? For those of you who just saw the videos up, that was awesome. I mean, great to see. I mean, it's not on our highlights, but it's something that, you know, I know you saw with the videos we posted. That was exciting to see. Little Paige, little Excel bronze. You know, she obviously has no legs and is able to vault. Like, I mean, I was floored. But, you know, if you see that, you're going to go out there and do a big Yurchenko full because you're like, hey, you know, I almost have to.
Absolutely. Like, you know what, honestly, and I know we're moving away a little bit from what we are intending to speak about, but I want to talk about her really quick again because, oh my God, and she competed the same time as my Excel gold. And I went upstairs and told my parents, I'm like, did you see that her over there? And we watched them and my kids watched them and I'm going to make my athletes watch her video that we did just because, you know, when you think about these kids at meets and they're like, or in competition anywhere at practice, they're like, this hurts or I can't do this. Then it's like you play this video and you're like, guys, this girl's doing this and look at, you know, look what she can accomplish. If she's accomplishing this, she's such an inspiration. She's so young. And I know there's been other, you know, videos and she's been on some social media and stuff. But to actually literally sit there and watch her do this in person is incredible. And she's the cutest kid. And God, she's such an inspiration. So yeah, I just wanted to talk about her. And I'm sure, you know what, I'm sure it goes both ways. I'm sure Addie looks up to her and I'm sure she looks up to Addie. And it's just, it's incredible.
Yeah, go check out that video. It's on all our social medias. It was posted on our Instagram, but of course it's on Twitter and on Facebook. So you can catch it on any of the three. Oh, it's actually on TikTok too. I did post it on TikTok as well. Medina French from Flip Zone, new to the gym this year. She was originally a Wrights gymnast, now at Flip Zone. Vault, beautiful Yurchenko full, and balance beam. We talked about Addie's layout. This layout was also equally as gorgeous. Beautiful routine. I was impressed with Medina. Medina did very well. She finished second in the all-around in this competition to Addie, and overall just looks really, really solid.
You know, with Medina, I love watching her just because I've seen this her beam layout before, and every time I video it, I can't post it because like something else goes wrong in the routine. And I believe she was actually on our Yahtzee Award list at one time for this series. But I'm so glad that she, you know, is hitting it because, as I said before, last year I videoed her at Cincinnati meet, and she just, you know, she did the layout great, but then didn't make the dismount. So it's great to see her. And you know what, she looks awesome all over the gym. Her vault is super good and her floor is good. Her facial expressions kill me sometimes, though. She's so funny with her facial expressions on her events. But yeah, she looks great. And I'm thinking nationals.
And we do have a spotlight with Medina that we filmed when we were there, and we will have that between the state and regional time. So check out that. She does have an interesting story to tell. So Lauren Holt, Beautiful bar routine. Absolutely beautiful, gorgeous bar. She did have a fall on balance beam, unfortunately, or she would have been probably the winner of this or close to winning this session. She looks good too from GTC Rochester.
So I obviously did not watch a lot of bars and beam just because I was not on that side of the gym. I was more near vault and floor for this one. But her floor routine, oh my God, she's always had fun, spunky, upbeat. And this one is amazing. Oh my God. It's like a disco-y theme. Oh, it's so good. And she just performs it so well. But yeah, she's definitely looking good. And you know what? She's an athlete from Michigan. And so being able to, again, just like Gym America, look that good with not much time is incredible. These Michigan athletes just have bounced back.
Our Gym America athlete, Sydney Washington. Beautiful balance beam and floor in this competition.
I absolutely love Sydney. Oh, man. So, of course, I filmed her floor. Just those looks that she gives. And even in spots where she's not even facing the judges, she somehow gets her face and her body all the way around to do those looks at those judges, which is incredible. I'm definitely going to miss her when she graduates because she is just a ball of energy. And it's funny because I went around this level 10 session and had the girls do TikToks for me just so we could, you know, have some fun on the TikTok. And when I went to Gym America to give, I'm like, hey guys, let's do a TikTok. She's like, oh, we got it. And she took the phone and they had it. They were ready. So it's just her personality, man. She's just a performer.
And her flip-flop layout, 2 feet on beam. Beautiful flight series. She went 9.75 on balance beam here. Absolutely beautiful balance beam routine. Savannah Miller, probably the best full-on vault I have ever seen. Maybe ever seen, but definitely ever seen from her. It was almost all the way around, and it was almost laid out. I think, it's very closer to layout, I would say, than pike. Now, there would be a deduction if they called it a layout, but it's closer to a layout than a pike. It was awesome. It was really good. She got a 9.9, actually, on it. I think they did give her the 10+1 on this, which is not a 10+1, but that's not her problem. She did a great job on the vault.
And, you know, honestly, I got to watch her practice this vault in practice when I was at Mega, and she does it uphill, and it definitely is looking so good, you know, and it's improved and improved and improved. But I have, you know, when she was doing those uphills, man, she gets so much height and block that it's incredible. And gosh, Savannah, just like add some twisting at the end of that one, like twist on, but it's so good. And I talked to Savannah when I was in at Mega doing their all access, and you know, it's so great to see her doing well and, you know, loving her gymnastics and just everything coming together.
I want to give a shout out to Flipstar and Doug and Beth on their ability to teach a front handspring front double full. Two of their athletes have absolutely beautiful handspring front double fulls. One of them, JJ, does a handspring front double full from pike. Absolutely gorgeous. She went 9.75 on floor, was the top floor performer. Actually, one of the top four performers in the meet, only beaten by Kaya, who we're going to talk about next on floor. But just shut up, because they're you know, they are starting to build their program even bigger, and they have 3 level 10s here. Some struggles in the meet, especially a little bit on bars, but floor tumbling and vaulting, I mean, both are exceptional, and they're making progress there. So I definitely want to give a shout out to Doug and Beth on their efforts there, and thank you again for joining us this year. And I know that they were really excited about being at the Insider Classic as well. Let's talk a little bit about Kaya. Kaya is kind of in a situation where she balances two gymnastics. She competes for Finland, or she's going to be competing for Finland. So she's in process of preparing to train to do Finland's qualifying stuff for Worlds and all that stuff. But she's also trying to obviously make JO National or level 10 nationals. She looks really, really good. And beam and floor, holy cow. Floor, 9.825 on floor.
Because her floor routine is absolutely fantastically, epically amazing. If you have not seen Kai's floor routine, you need to go and watch it. Everybody needs to stop what you're doing right now, put down the sandwich, and go watch this floor routine, because this kid has always, from her, you know what, when I went and filmed at Mega a long time ago with Rachel Dixon, and I saw her, Kai's scrub-dub, ducky, whatever it is, floor routine. From then, when she was just a baby, till now, she performs and performs, and she always has. Like, this is nothing new. And I love this floor routine. She always seems to find where I am and do some sort of look and face at the camera, and that's how it's always been. Even, you know, long ago, I have lots of videos with her face of the camera, but she is a performer, and this routine is one of my favorites of hers, and she just performs. She definitely has it. Dominique Zito does her routines, and he does an amazing job giving her choreography and giving her, you know, a routine that really shows off her personality, and she just loves to perform, and oh my God, it's one of my favorites, and I'm telling you, if you haven't seen it, stop what you're doing and go watch it right now.
And that would be, of course, Kaija Tanskanen from Mega in Michigan. Another athlete that always stands out in a crowd, and one of my favorites to watch, especially on bars and beam, is Ella Shamati. And Ella did another beautiful bar routine here. Awesome form, great shape. 9.725, one of the top bar scores of the competition. But again, another balance beam routine, another flip-flop layout that, you know, you basically just drop your chin when you watch. I mean, we're very good in this region on flip-flop layouts. It's amazing. I didn't get to see vault. I know it was good. I saw a video, but I didn't get to see it live. And then I didn't see floor at all. But I know that, you know, she does usually have a nice floor routine as well. But she did an awesome job, 38.375 this weekend as well.
I absolutely love Ella Shamati, and I've been watching. She's a senior now, which is so I can't even believe it. It blows my mind. Her older sister Kendall was the same level as one of my friend's kids, so I've been watching her family and her forever, from baby Ella to senior Ella, and I can't believe she's a senior. But she is just so good. Her form is just exquisite. I believe she won best form last year for her Yahtzee Awards, but everything she does is beautiful. From the toe point, her legs are together on everything, and her dance, her expression, beautiful. She definitely has some great solid basics, and she's going to be amazing at Eastern, and I cannot wait to see, you know, the rest of the season for her. She's made nationals before, and Ella was, you know, she was second at this meet, but I know she won an event or two, but so just, it's just beautiful. And we have all these kids are kind of near the same age group, a lot of them, in like Sydney and Ella, and they're just amazing, and they did amazing at our meet, and it's just kind of like a foreshadowing to what hopefully we'll see at regionals and nationals. And you know, they got some time to still improve any little things they may need to, but I mean, 9.8s and 9.9s, come on.
Well, I know we would like to sit here and talk about all our JO athletes because we are level 10 athletes because we enjoy, and that's obviously what we, you know, get to cover a lot. But this is the College Salute podcast. We do have to get into our 9.9 notebook. But really quick, just one athlete that stands out that I've been watching, and I got to see a lot more when we were there, and now I'm a huge fan, is Darielis Avalius. I can't say her last name. Avalius, I think. It's probably wrong, but Darielis is her first name. Beautiful gymnastics. She has nice lines. She's a little thing. She's really tiny, and she did an awesome job. She went 37.725. She's like 9.4 almost across the board, 9.4, 9.5. One to watch out, and she will be on our list for ones to watch in Ohio because she is a phenomenal athlete, and I'm excited to see where her career goes. There are a lot of others. We're going to have a lot more. We did our top 15 routines from the Insider Classic. Check that out. We have more still to come. Lots of videos to upload. I'm going to be busy over the next week doing that, so just check out our social media, check out our YouTube channel, and you'll see all that. But just fantastic gymnastics, and we were excited to see such great level of gymnastics at the Insider Classic this weekend. Well, thanks for everyone who supports our podcast and our Region 5 Insider Media. We appreciate the support. And if you would like to help support the show or our media platform as a whole, you can do so by becoming an Insider Podcast patron. For as little as $1 per month, your support will help us with all the behind-the-scenes work that is done to produce and do our podcast, as well as our other media content. If you want to help us out for one month or be a yearly sponsor or patron, click on the link at the top of our podcast page on our website, in our show notes, or go to www.patreon.com. patreon.com/region5gyminsider and select the support tier that fits your budget. Help us grow and provide more gymnastics content for everyone to enjoy. Well, we're going to dive into our 9-9 notebook, and here's where we talk about our college Region 5 alums, which, of course, this is what our podcast focuses on. And, of course, the 9-9 notebook is any 9-9-plus routines or 39-plus all-around scores. Thank you to Kim this week because she did this during our meet. I was obviously working on a few things as well as trying to stay up with the Elite and Nastia Cup. One of us had to. So we split the action here, and so she covered the college ranks and got all this on for us. We'll start with the SEC in Alabama. Maddie Walgora, you know, she's had some ups and downs this year on a few events, but she's getting to where she needs to be for championship time. 9-9 on both bars and beam this weekend.
I am incredibly happy that, you know, she's back. She's doing well. She just keeps getting better and better and better each week. I love watching her swing bars. She is so powerful in her tap swings. She's so powerful in her giants into that layout. Double out full dismount, but her Jaeger, huge Jaeger to bail, stuck that dismount. And, you know, watching the last 8 weeks, and, you know, she always has so much power. She takes a step, but this time she stuck it cold. And just her face and her excitement at the end was so many things. I was so excited for her. But yeah. And then her beam is just beautiful. Her dismount, that one and a half, she has round off 1.5. I just love watching her on beam. Beautiful, solid backhand swing layout, solid aerial, stuck landing on her dismount. It's just so great to see her doing so well because she sat out that for her freshman year, and now she's just back to normal Madeline Waddle-Agora, and I love it.
Yeah, it's good to see how confident she is. Handstands. Just foreshadowing. Handstands. Maddie Walgora. Beautiful. Makari, her teammate. You know, Tkachev pack, like usual, big, huge. that double layout. Beautiful double layout. I'm not sure about that landing this week. Makari was a little bit controlled as she usually is.
She wasn't as usually controlled as she usually is, but the bar routine was it's the normal carbon copy. I think she's had a 9-9 every week, right? It's like, okay, I'll go get another 9-9. It's fine. Like, I got it, guys. You know, just, I'll be back. I just feel like that's, at this point, it's just, that's all it is. That's all she gets, 9-9.
She's very consistent on bars. I don't know if you caught it, but I'm scrolling to try to see this routine. I did see her beam dismount, and I'm glad she's okay. She did do an aerial. Her foot slipped off the beam, and she flat-backed onto the floor, very close to, like, the concrete side. It was scary. It was a little bit scary. So we saw that her beam routine score was quite low, and that's the reason for it. And I wouldn't have seen it had I had not was scrolling, because we were trying to focus on, you know, obviously some highlights here this week. And, yeah, so she had a big spill on beam. And so thank God she's okay and what have you. But that was scary. That was scary to see. Over Florida, again, our trio that gets 9-9s, you know, at least on one event every week, it seems. But Ellie Lazzari, beam 9.975, floor 9.9. I mean, what else can you talk about with Ellie? I mean, it's just clean, consistent, great, awesome gymnastics.
Ellie, who is just form, and beauty.
It's funny because on balance beam, Kathy kind of jumped the gun at the beginning and says, yes, she has a triple series. Watch it out for it. It's 2 back handsprings to a layout step out. I was like, no, Kathy, it's back handspring layout, as they all do, all three of them, same series. I thought that was funny. And they actually mentioned that she may do her full in. She has a beautiful full in pike, absolutely beautiful full in pike. We haven't seen it yet in college. But it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. And they said, well, we may see it. And then I could see her run. She was doing a double pike. It was one of those, you know, just calm, cool, collected runs. So I knew it wasn't happening. But I look forward to seeing her full in, hopefully, eventually soon as we move into championship time. But it was a nice floor routine. Of course, everything she does is gorgeous. Peyton Richards, we got to see the Yurchenko 1.5. And the excitement afterward was... I think that was the best part. Asterix, possibly on my list. We'll see. The excitement afterwards was awesome. But a beautiful Yurchenko 1.5 and, you know, great landing. It looked like it definitely did surprise her. But this was the first one of the season.
I was so excited when I got to see that vault. I mean, she went last in the lineup. Normally she goes first. but she went last. And, you know, because we were watching, and I remember saying, hey, she goes first, so just, you know, go to the beginning. But no, she was last. And, I mean, if you're going to go and throw a vault you haven't done in a while, and might as well stick it, pretty much stick it. I mean, she had that little, like, jump your feet together hop thing, but, I mean, it couldn't have been any better for the first one in a while. So, it was amazing. She just kind of, boop, right in there.
It was great to see. It was awesome to see, and I'm glad to see it back because it is good. It's really good. Just playing it safe and, you know, trying to stay healthy throughout the year. Leah, I think that Kathy has to now find things wrong with Leah because obviously she got a 10, so now we kind of have to. She goes, well, you know, beautiful. Just her feet on her layout. Okay, they were a little bit loose in this meet, but and I think she forgot, like that she had to stick a landing before she saluted in this meet because she fought for it, but she like landed and then at least I'm like, oh wait, I gotta stay on my feet and stick and then finish.
She saluted the judges before she celebrated, which last time she didn't. So that was good. She remembered salute the judges first, then celebrate. The only issue in that routine and where the deduction I'm sure came from was that slight balance check after her series. But other than that, I thought the routine was great.
Aria, another 9-9 on bars. Power. I mean, this routine is just powerful. It wasn't quite as clean as we had mentioned a couple weeks ago, but great landing on her double layout. I love Aria's double layout on bars. I love it.
Her double layout is so floaty, and it's just like, ooh, just so floaty. And it's like Macari's. Macari's is floaty, too. It's one of those floaty, completely stretched layouts. However, you know what? Her landing on this one I thought was a whole lot better, and her salute was better. I felt like last time it was, I felt like she was like, she threw her head back really fast and kind of had like unstable. But this one was a lot better. She showed her landing, showed control. I thought it was great. It's such effortless swing. I 9-9. Awesome.
To Mac, stars that are Region 5 alums and continue to do big things for their teams. First from Western Michigan, Peyton Murphy, another 9-9, this time on floor this week. And I was kind of upset and devastated that I was unable to make this meet, which was literally an hour and 5 minutes from where we were. My entire level 7 to 10 team went and watched this competition. We did post a picture that one of them sent to me on our Instagram during that. She is getting to the point where she just knows that floor and when it's coming and drops those double backs and that Rudy straddle jump that's 9 miles in the air down, and it's just effortless, beautiful. And this routine was great. I was proud, and I'm a proud coach of this because this is just it's awesome to see.
You say this time on floor like she didn't get a 9-9 last week on floor. Peyton, I got you. I just love watching her on floor, and this week she was actually an L Sharns and a half inner straddle jump at the end of her routine. That's an L Sharns and a half. That's my unit of measurement when it comes to Peyton's floor routine, because for some reason Al's always like in, like the camera's on this side, Peyton's in the middle, and Al's always on the other side, and so that's my unit of measurement. Yeah, her floor routine is just, it's just the facials for me, and when she points at the judges, I've said it before, I just love watching her on floor. Her personality just really shines through, and it just looks like she's having so much fun. I just love it. I love it.
Here's 9-9 on floor. I actually did not see this routine. So, Kim, you can talk a little bit about it.
So, I saw this routine because Facebook. And, you know, this routine, it's classic Hannah Demers. And some of my favorite parts, I'm just going to highlight here. There's a part after her second tumbling pass where she, like, does this walk, pulls her crown on. And it just fits so well with the music. And I just... She is a queen, for real, she is. And she's actually, I think she was a Max Specialist of the Week for floor this week. The only really problem I saw was her first tumbling pass, she had a couple little just small, like, kind of leaning back a little bit at the end. So a little step. But the music is powerful. The routine is just amazing. And her dance, her personality really shines through. It's so powerful. But yeah, when she does the step, put the crown on, and at the end, she kind of twists and pulls it. Oh, I love it. Thank you to your Lori Demers for posting that routine so I could watch it. I appreciated it. Do you want to jump like Peyton or tumble like Hannah with spot dots and sweet spots from Tumble Track? You too can be an L Sharns and a half above the floor on all of your tumbles and jumps during your floor routines. For more information or to check out all of TumbleTrack's amazing air products, visit www.tumbletrack.com. TUMBLTRAK.com.
Going over to Big Ten, I don't know who was more entertaining, Olivia or the gymnasts in this meet, because Olivia was on point with ladder her commentating, and she was like all over the gym. She would talk about this cast handstand and this stuck on vault. I mean, she was everywhere. Amazing. Absolutely great.
She was probably getting sick of us talking crap about the Big Ten minus and was like, no, listen, I'm going to do it right. So
beautiful year chinkle 1.5s from both Gabby and Sierra. Some of the best landed. Gabby was all the way around. No right side step. Step forward or hop forward. She hadn't too much power, but it was awesome. Both uneven bars. Sierra's was good. Gabby's, she pulled in on her Pike Jaeger. So I'm a little bit, I don't know about that 9.9 this week, because she, but at least she got it. You remember last week she hit the bar and grabbed with one arm and spun around. So she stayed on the bar. Beautiful dismount, but that Jaeger was really, really close. But Sierra, nice full out on bars. Absolutely beautiful. 9.9 there. And then balance beam, another strong performance. Double back, small little hop on the landing, but a beautiful balance beam routine. Q on vault, 9.925. Tell me she did a Yurchenko 1.5. She's not going to. It's going to be a full. It's probably beautiful. But
no. So Q's vault, it was huge. Stuck landing, amazing. Like, this girl's vault is so much power, and this was no exception. Just full of power, stuck landing. Incredible. Maybe we'll see a full and a half eventually, someday.
Stick a 9.925 and a 9.95. They'll probably stay there. Mizuki on bars. They come in, Mallory, they come in at her Pike Jaeger and then finish the routine. We didn't see the beginning. But a beautiful Pike Jaeger into that kip cast hand bail again. So I'm not really sure about that. And then a nice tuck full out, stuck landing, beautiful routine. Another 9.9, 9.925 this week for Mallory on bars. She's becoming, obviously, the bar rock for her team this year. Higgins on balance beam, very solid routine throughout, not nice flight series. It was a very well-performed routine when Nebraska could use a good solid routine, and she went 9.9. They also showed her on floor, which was cool, as I was scanning through, got to see her floor routine, and I remember the last time she struggled on floor. We got to see that round-off knee back handspring coming into the camera, which was a cool angle. I don't think I've ever seen that before like that, but great balance beam performance for a 9.9 for Caitlin at the Big 5 meet. Actually, theirs was the Big 4 meet. Mention why we say Big 5 or / Big 4 is Michigan State has actually ended their season. They've had some COVID issues within the team, and so they've decided to not continue on, because by the time they would get everyone back, it would be not enough time to train for the conference championships and such. So they have actually ceased their season. They're no longer going to be competing, and so that meet turned out to be a 4 meet, not a 5 meet, and so there will be only 9 teams in the Big Ten at Big Tens, not 10. So, you know, that's unfortunate. But, you know, we hope that everyone, you know, gets back and heals and recovers. And we'll have a good 2022 for Michigan State next year. Great story from Lindenwood. Leah Lehman from Lindenwood on vault 9.925, Yurchenko full. Kim sent me this video this morning before we recorded this podcast. Absolutely beautiful vault. Huge. Awesome. Career high for her.
Honestly, this vault, the video was taken from far back, but she had so much height that she soared over all of her teammates. Like, that's the only way I saw it. She soared over the teammates. But this vault, it was incredible. Great body shape. Yurchenko full, just stuck landing. Beautiful. Beautiful.
See Anna Kaziska's floor routine. Jason Button from Champion sends us them when we don't get to see them. So thank you to Jason. But 9.925 on floor. A little bit first pass. I don't know. She does front double full. She actually did a Rudy. She got, looks like she got lost. But her 1.5 front layout and her Rudy layout step out, which she always does very nice. Both of those passes were very, very solid. But of course, she did miss up her front double full. So I've seen a better routine from her, you know, in the past that I thought could probably go 9.9 or 9.9 plus. This is the one the judges thought, but like I said, the rest of the routine was absolutely gorgeous. UCLA, I watched her both Nia's bars and vault. Vault is so easy for her. I mean, that thing, that Yurchenko full goes up, comes down, and almost sticks almost all the time. It's absolutely beautiful. 9.925 bars, beautiful double layout, and she was really excited in this meet for finishing bars. I mean, she was excited about her bar routine for sure. Oklahoma's Anastasia Webb, 9.9 on vault. this week. You know she does a nice year, Chinkle 1.5. I unfortunately did not get to see this vault, and I don't think Kim did either. So, but again, she does year, Chinkle 1.5. She got 10 a few weeks ago on it.
I tried to find it this morning.
Weird that you didn't see Anastasia Webb on a telecast, but 9.9 on vault. And again, we know she is awesome. Your Chinkle 1.5. 3 39 plus all arounders that we need to mention this week. Sierra Brooks, 39.575 at the big 5/4. Hannah Demir's 39.3 and Peyton Murphy, 39.3. So two in the MAC going 39.3s. And like I said, pushing their teams as they go towards MAC championships, which is going to be really exciting to watch. Now we'll move on to the last J-Tree Gymbalm College Best 5 of the Week. And J-Tree Gymbalm moisturizes and promotes healing without softening calluses that the body produces for protection. It works on rips like those stick and big college salutes, works on those judges. Go to the J-Tree page on our website or head over to jtreelife.com and check out all of the awesome skin products and use Region 5 at checkout for 25%. So our College Salute Best 5 of the Week for Week 8, Best Handstand, Kim.
Hands down, Madeline Walagora.
Ding, 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 ding. Duo on that one. Absolutely great handstand. Awesome. Best performance this week.
So for me, best performance this week goes to the entire Iowa gymnastics because they are Big Ten champions. So I'm giving it to them, and I watched their highlight video this morning. That's how I saw Q's vault, and they just did amazing. So best performance, the entire team.
I'm going to stay with Iowa in this, and I know that Olivia has already mentioned this in her kickover, but Karina Tolan's bar routine. They posted it on their Instagram or their Twitter, and that was awesome. Great stick. She was so excited. Beautiful Jaeger, beautiful blindfold double back. My performance of the week was Karina Tolan because we haven't seen her much, and that was just awesome to see. So that's where I am at. Best stick of the week.
So my best stick, hands down, Madeline Walagora, both beam and bars. She hit them both, and I've been waiting for it. So, Madeline Walagora.
Mine is Peyton Richards because, obviously, the first 1.5 of the year, good stuck landing on that vault and her being excited about it. Mine goes to Peyton Richards for this week. Best post-routine celebration.
So, I had one in mind, and then, I watched Aaliyah Lehman's vault, and it's Aaliyah Lehman. She did not only vaulted over her teammates, she jumped over them as well. So it's Aaliyah Lehman from Linwood for me.
I had a difficult time with this one because there were several that I thought were exciting, but I just liked Nia's energy after her routine. I mean, I don't know what she was excited about because it's the same routine she does all the time. She rarely misses bars when she does it. Her double layout's always perfect, but she seemed really excited. I don't know if it was because it's a senior year and that whole, the whole theme of the competition and what have you, but definitely Nia this week for me. And then the best college salute for week 8.
Best college salute for me, Colby Miller at the end of her beam routine. She just stuck that landing and threw that head back. It was fantastic.
I agree on college salute for this week. Colby definitely had a good one and an exciting bar end to her bar routine. It was a quick recap. We obviously had a lot to watch and a lot going on at the Region 5 Insider Classic. We'll focus, obviously, a lot more when it comes to the college meets for next week in week 9 as we move closer week by week to the championship meets. So great, great performances from our Region 5 athletes and our Region 5 alums in week 8, and we look forward to more next week for week 9.
Help more people find our podcast by rating and reviewing us on Apple and Google Podcasts or wherever you listen to the Region 5 Insider Podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to email us at region5insider@gmail.com. Thanks again to all of our Patreon sponsors, followers, and subscribers. We could not do all this without your support. Follow us on all our social media accounts for the most up-to-date information on what's going on in Region 5.
Thanks for joining us for College Salute Week 8. We'll talk to you next week for a recap of Week 9 and more spine-breaking coverage of our Region 5 alums. Talk to you next week, and remember, we are Region 5.